Christ puts one in this category. In other words, if you've heard this gospel, if you've heard this message, and you don't come to the Savior, then this warning is appropriate for you. Beware, therefore, lest what has been spoken in the prophets come upon you. Brethren, I know we live in a town that acknowledges the absolute and complete sovereignty of God Most High. Our church acknowledges the complete and absolute sovereignty of God Most High. We have a confession of faith back there that will explain all of that to you. But the biblical truth of God's absolute sovereignty does not negate the responsibility of man. And man must come to the Savior. There is no other name given under heaven by which we what? Must be saved, Acts 4:12. And so to despise this, to reject this, to resist this, is again a fool's errand. The Geneva Bible says the benefits of God turn to the utter undoing of them that contemn them. Calvin says Habakkuk prophesies of the destruction brought upon them by the Chaldeans. But the punishment whereby God revenges the contempt of his gospel was more severe. Therefore, let us accustom ourselves to fear God and reverently embrace his word, lest some such thing befall us. Remember Jesus' words in John 8:51, those who keep my word. You're not going to be upbraided for keeping God's word. You're not going to be upbraided for coming to the Lord Jesus and believing in him. That's a brand of hyper-Calvinism that distorts the very nature and being of God. It turns on its head the whole idea of gospel preaching. Yes, God is sovereign, but man is responsible. And if you come to him, he will in no wise cast you out, according to John 6:37. He says it in Matthew chapter 11. All you who are weary and heavy laden, do what? Stay away from me. Don't ever come near me. Stay far from me. No, come to me, and I will give you rest. To obey or to listen or to keep or to receive the word of God Most High is not a bad thing. If you've been told that it's a bad thing, that's bad preaching. The bottom line is that the apostle tells these people,